Tom, a good result tonight and a nice goal from yourself.
Yeah, it was a really good result tonight. Swindon are a top team with lots of good players. I think there was lots of good goals tonight. Edward Nagg's goal was really nice, and there was some good goals driving the net as well. I think Griff's as well, getting in front. Salem scored a nice run off the PP, entering the house and sliding it in. It's good to see.
Yeah, and then on top of beating them away on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's good to go back-to-back. You can't read too much into it because it is only pre-season, and the important games are now going to start coming. But it's not been too bad. 3 wins out of 4. And I think we've gradually got better and better each game as well. Things are starting to click. Partnerships are starting to form. You know, bonding the dressing room, starting to come together a little bit because there's a few new faces in there. So people are starting to find their feet a little bit now. And I think you're starting to see what guys have got, and it's exciting times.
Talk about exciting times. Extra responsibility for you this season as assistant coach with focus on the defence. Was there a couple of goals that you're perhaps disappointed with conceding tonight?
No, I mean, it's pre-season, so you can't dwell on it too much. Guys are trying to make plays. You want them to be confident and trying to make plays as well, and we'll just slow. And we're not stupid as well. Like, guys know when they've made mistakes, and you know we can just practice and work on them. I think the big thing for us as a defence core, we need to be solid in front of the net, and we need to move that puck nice and quick to the forwards and get in their zone and score some goals, because that's how we're going to win games.
Yeah, no Darius tonight, sort of wrestling a knock. Are you hopeful and confident to be back for the league season next week?
Hopefully. I mean, I can't say. I mean, at the end of the day, he's the one who knows, and Slava knows as well. So I think it was more of a precaution. You know, he's a big part of our team and has been a big part of our team the last 4 years. So, you know, you'd rather have him miss a week than miss a month in the season.
Are you confident that, you know, the team's going to be ready for the season and also hopefully picking up more silverware as one of the favourites?
That's what we're aiming for, and we've been working hard. We've been doing 3 trainings a week the last 2 weeks, obviously 2 games a weekend as well, so we're definitely working hard, trying to put things into practice and do them in the game. And I think hopefully you saw tonight that things are starting to click, and still the way we've been playing the last few years, obviously being a tough team to break down, is still there as well, and we're very much a unit of 5 on the ice, working together, defending the house well and getting the puck out. So it's exciting times, and silverware is definitely something that we are aiming for.
And then Bracknell on the Hull next weekend, obviously want a great start against them.
Yeah, it's obviously with a shortened league season, it's important to pick up these points early because you don't want to be chasing. So it's important to be picking those points up early. Bracknell look a good outfit as well, with some good signings they've made. And obviously, again, in the cup competition, you need to obviously be getting those points. And obviously Hull, they've got some really good British players there. So we need to be ready for both games.
Yeah, no Mark Leavers this year. I guess that's a big disappointment, perhaps not only to the fans, but the team as a whole. How do you see that one?
It's obviously very disappointing. We were all very close to Leaves. He was a great guy in the dressing room. Obviously, the fans could see he gave 110% every game. We called him, like, you know, granddad in the dressing room, and he was always there for everyone. Utter professional as well, prepared himself. And obviously, you know, it's the way of hockey. People come and go, and you know, it's sad that happened, but I think he can hold his head up very high with how we played here in Peterborough. And you know, over those, what is it, four or five seasons, going from not a playoff team to contending for cups and winning a playoff trophy, hopefully it's a highlight for him in his career.